Senate Bill number 2 deals with putting contribution limits on campaign contributions. As you know, we've had a really good discussion on ethics reform last week, and then also finished it up yesterday. And I'm of the opinion that ethics reform has to include putting limits back on contributions. Missouri is one of just 6 states that has no limits on contributions, joining Alabama, Nebraska, Oregon, Utah, and Virginia. And yet we're the only state that not only does not have limits on lobbyist gifts, but also not on campaign contributions. So I think it's time that we do that. Twice in recent history, one in 1974 and also in 1994, voters voted overwhelmingly to put limits on campaign contributions. As I mentioned on the floor last week, in 2008 in the legislature, we voted to take limits off. I think at the time that was done because there were some folks who were trying to skirt around the current law. And so we felt that if we just had transparency, that it would solve everything. And I don't think that that's really been the case. We've seen multi-hundred-thousand-dollar donations creeping in, and I think it somewhat taints the political process. And I think folks back home don't like that. I think that they like to have limits. When I first came in 2003, the limits were 325 for House members, 650 for Senate, and 1,250 for statewides, and I thought we did fine at that time. So we've been experimenting with this for about the last 7 or 8 years, and I think I can honestly say that this experiment is not working. And so what Senate Bill 2 does, it restores limits to offices. It would be $1,250 for House members, $2,500 for us in the state Senate, and $5,000 for statewide candidates. That's basically the bill. It's pretty simple.